I'm there.
All right, good. Okay, Tim Kearns is with us. Chris Wells, the high school hockey coach at Marblehead High School, is with us. And, Coach, welcome back. Congratulations on really an up-and-down year, but more up than down.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was a different year. Tough start. You know, 0-4 is never fun coming out of the gate, but kids battled back. You know, we got it back to 500 and kind of hovered around there sort of the last portion of the season.
You know, Chris, the thing that gets me is that opening game, I don't know if it was a tournament or whatever, against Gloucester, and then, you know, a week later, Gloucester came back, beat you twice in a row. I mean, that's just so unusual. And it had to be a blow. No, Gloucester's talented this year. They get some real great scores, of course. But after that, you guys just, you put it together, put your heads down, and grinded it out. So tell me about that rebound, how the atmosphere of the kids, how you coached them, and what they were feeling, you know, being down early in those first four games.
It was weird because, you know, we weren't playing that bad, and the kids were working hard. It was just like anything and everything, like, we just went against us, and just, you know, any mistake we made seemed like just to be in the back of our net. And, you know, we had a tough start. We played Gloucester twice and Masco once in those first four games. So obviously we, you know, playing, you know, two of the most talented teams in the state, for our division.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, I'm confident we can skate with those guys and stuff. It was just like, you know, starting off 0-4 as a coach, I just kind of was like, all right, don't hit the panic button. Let's just relax. I got enough talent on this team that we can kind of, you know, rebound, you know, and the kids did. The kids actually did a good job of just kind of like, they stayed calm as well. You know, I kind of had to, you know, stay positive with them. I'm like, it's a long season. We can get back from this. And we did. It was good to see the rebound. You know, it took a little time, but we got there. You know, like, I think we sputtered a little bit down the stretch here, but I think, you know, kids were starting to get a little tired. The season caught up to a few people. I think just the mental grind of getting back, you know, those first four games that we lost and trying to, like, I think that might have caught up to them. But we played the last game against Lowell and you know, they actually played a great game. We just were flying all over the ice. And, you know, that was a good thing to see going into the postseason here.
Tim, that was an 11-3 win. You want to talk to Coach Wells here for a minute?
Yeah, Coach, you know, I was just looking at the pairing. And you matched up with Whitman Hansen, who traditionally have a much better season that would get them ranked higher, but they were actually ranked below you for the tournament at number 18. So this ought to be, has the possibility of being a real shootout, because Whitman Hansen's history of sports in general, but especially their hockey program, buddy of mine played back for them way back when, but you know, they're a really strong program. So what do you see you're going to have to do against those guys besides score a lot?
You know, I don't know much about them, but I just kind of, you know, looked at their schedule and see who they play. And, you know, they play in a pretty tough conference. They played against programs that we've played in the past, you know, and to just kind of get an idea where they're at. You know, I always find teams on the South Shore, I feel like they kind of have a little bit of an, you know, edge on us on the North Shore teams, I feel like. Maybe a little step ahead at times. You know, for us, we're just gonna have to focus on, you know, playing our game. You know, I've got a lot of depth. I need to use our team speed. You know, and like, you know, I'm always defensive minded. Like, you know, we need to take care of our own end. And I think, you know, offensive opportunities will come across, you know, if we do that, you know, but I'm not worried. I'm like, up front, we got a lot of speed. And when we decide to skate and use our speed, a lot of teams have trouble with us.
Chris, I'm running way behind tonight, so I have to kind of speed it up a little bit on my end. I apologize for that. I hope to talk to you after the next win. Brag about a couple of your kids, if you would, please.
You know, I'll start off with the Jalbert brothers, Connor and Aiden. They got named All-Stars. They've done a great job. Aiden's a senior. He's a captain. Connor he's got, I think, one of the leading points getters in the area. He is well into 30 points for the season. Just a lot of gets generated. Aiden on defense and Connor on forward, and those guys kind of like quarterback everything. And it's I love watching them skate.
Coach, you got to be proud of your team the way they rebounded. Take those early losses away, and it's a spectacular season. And it still can end up that way. I have you guys down here playing I don't have the, I have a TBA. So when is the game against Whitnam Hanson?
We're it's a work in progress. So yeah, hopefully, this week we got potentially Thursday.
Okay.
We're still waiting on confirmation on that. And not to look ahead, we could end up for another rematch for the fourth time this season with Gloucester if we both.
Oh boy. Wow. Okay. And your first game will be at Salem State. Yes.
Yeah, that's where we're trying to get our first game at Salem State. Other options would be Lynn, and that'd be kind of our only other option unless we really had to go somewhere else.
All right. Sorry it took so long for us to get to you. It's been a wild couple of years. I know that everybody's happy to have this state tournament, so we wish you well, and I want to talk to you again very soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Take care.
Good luck, Coach.